Sea turtles have been around for millions of years, but all species found in the U.S. today are endangered. What threatens these turtles and how can we help? I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. This week, we're talking about a phenomenon called cold stunning, which can affect sea turtles throughout our region. I'm pleased to be joined today by Jennifer Dittmar, who manages the National Aquarium's animal rescue efforts and is currently overseeing a large number of cold-stunned sea turtles. Good to have you here, Jen.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Let's start with the basics. What is cold stunning?
Cold stunning is the sea turtle equivalent of hypothermia. Sea turtles are cold-blooded, so their body temperature relies on whatever temperature of the environment around them. And for sea turtles, that's water temperature. So when sea turtles in the Northeast are in our waters, while the water temperature drops in the fall, they become susceptible to this cold stunning. Their heart rate slows and their blood circulation slows. They are not eating, and it also crashes their immune system. So it opens them up to a lot of secondary infections like pneumonia or joint infections.
Why is it important for humans to intervene when sea turtles are in this condition?
All seven species of sea turtles are either threatened or endangered. It's important for us to be able to kind of give back since these cold stun events are increasing in the overall number of turtles every year. So the 2016 cold stun season for the Northeast region was over 500 turtles. It was the third largest on record, only behind 2014 and 2015.
Hate to say it, but it's starting to sound like a trend. Can you walk us through how cold stun turtles arrive at the aquarium and also how you and your team care for them?
Yeah, so the National Aquarium is the only organization in Maryland to be able to respond to live cold stun turtles locally. The majority of our cases come from our partner facilities in the New England or New York area. In New England, they actually have volunteers that will go out and walk the beaches for cold stuns, and then they get triaged at a rehab facility, oftentimes the New England Aquarium. And once they're stabilized and warmed up, they'll then be transferred out to other rehab organizations such as us. Once they're in rehab here, we make sure that they're getting medical exams routinely. We take care of all the daily husbandry as far as feeding and cleaning up and just lots of hands-on care without being as hands-on as we need to be. So our ultimate goal is to have these animals still maintain their wild instincts and be good release candidates.
Tell us a little bit about the 21 turtles you and your team have been caring for this year.
The National Aquarium admitted 6 green sea turtles and 15 Kemp's Ridley sea turtles this cold stun season. So far, we've been able to thankfully release 6 of those turtles. Our naming theme for this season has been Harry Potter. So we have had turtles ranging in names from Harry himself to Hermione, Dumbledore. Our most critical patient this season was named Hogwarts. He originally stranded along Cape Cod in late November of 2016. And after he was triaged at the New England Aquarium, he was transferred to the National Aquarium for long-term rehab in early December. And on mittens, he was pretty buoyant and unable to dive. And our veterinary team discovered that he had a buildup of gas in his gastrointestinal system. So they treated him for that, and he thankfully responded well to treatment and is now able to dive and eat normally, which is always great to see. We just did a release last week of 6 turtles in St. Augustine, Florida. So that's always a great opportunity to celebrate and get those animals back to their natural environment.
I want to thank you for taking the time to come in and talk and also let you get back to taking care of those turtles.
Yeah, thank you.
To learn more about the National Aquarium's Animal Rescue Program, please visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.